Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason wanted to tell us about his Saturday evening where you were able to watch the Nats game.
Absolutely.
But I know you were playing in some big poker tournament or poker event at your buddy's house.
Yes, so I was invited by my buddy Brian Davidson, who works for Van Meter Homes.
Okay.
And they do a lot of work with Buell Electric. And Buell Electric's a big electric company in Northern Virginia. And John Buell is the owner. And I was invited to John Buell's house.
All right.
And he lives in the same neighborhood as Jay Gruden.
Okay.
Creighton Farm.
So he's doing okay.
Oh, my God.
He's doing all right.
This is like a 10,000-square-foot house. It's
yeah,
absurd, right?
Right.
So
much coveting.
You walk in. It's just a beautiful home. And there were about 60 players in it.
Right.
And you walk into the bar in the basement. A full bar, mm-hmm. You know, he's got all the tables set up.
Sure.
And then there's a table about the size of this table.
Okay.
With 10 white bags with a dollar sign on it.
Okay.
All right.
Grab bags?
Actually, no, nine. I'm sorry, nine.
Okay.
So there's 9 bags.
All right.
And that's for the final table. So John Buell puts up his own money. There's no buy-in.
Okay.
And he puts up his own money for the final table, so the final table all gets paid.
Okay, got it.
Certain percentage.
So out of 60 players, whittles down to 9.
Everybody and that's
gets
the final
paid.
Table.
Okay.
Right. And so we're just having food and having some drinks, and then all of a sudden, Sherry and Jay Gruden walk in.
Okay.
And I thought that Jay Gruden, there was a chance he was going to be there because he's played in it before.
Right.
But I also heard that after he was let go by the Skins that he went down to Orlando to hang out with his parents for a couple days.
Okay.
But he obviously came back. Because he wants to play in this tournament.
Right.
And his wife, Sherry, is a poker degenerate.
She played in the Junkies Poker Open.
Of
we know
course.
It was at my table
yes,
in the Junkies
she,
Poker
she
Open.
She loves to see props.
She loves open-ended straight draws.
By the way, she's not ugly.
No, she's not.
Right. So she comes in. And when I say that Jay Gruden looked as relaxed as I've ever seen him,
yeah.
He looked like he was just hired.
Right.
Just got the job.
Fresh as a daisy.
Not fired.
Yes.
He looked so relaxed and carefree. He was having cocktails. He was talking to people. I actually sat right next to him at the final table. Yes, I made the final table.
Well, props. By the way, I think that's the look that anybody gets when they no longer have to work for Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen.
And you're still getting paid
and you're
by
still,
Dan
Yeah,
Snyder.
You're still getting paid.
$5 million.
Millions of dollars.
So you won one of the bags?
I did. So, and no one has any idea how much money is in the bags. Right? You just don't know.
Okay.
It's different every year.
Yeah. Do you know if it's money for sure or it could have just
oh, there's
been
money.
Like tchotchkes?
Yeah. No, oh. There's money.
I mean, you would take
so
gift cards,
jelly.
Of course. But
there's so,
I mean,
so there's these 9 bags.
Right.
And everyone's goal is just make the final table.
Yeah, sure.
Because you know you're going to get paid. So it was me and my buddy Mike Winslow, who you know.
Yes. Yakety Yak. The artist formerly known as Sports Yak.
And Jay Gruden made the final table. Sherry Gruden did not make the final
table.
Was
she salty?
But Jay Gruden's, both of his sons made the final
table.
Oh,
look at that.
The whole family was there. And I sat right next to him.
Right.
And I ended up finishing 7th.
Okay.
I walked into a big blind. The blinds were 4,000, 8,000.
Okay, they're getting high.
And I walked right in. Once I advanced to the final table, I was the big blind.
Right.
Just based on where we
sure.
where the cards were.
Did you talk any shop with Jay?
You know,
at all?
I didn't.
Any small talk?
Not really. We actually talked a little sports betting.
Okay.
And
what hand knocked you out, by the way? I need to hear the hand.
I was all in because I only had 10,000 chips, so
okay.
I went all in.
Down to the nubs.
I had like 2-6 off. I was done.
And okay. Did you have
but
Nats?
But I finished 7th.
That's were solid.
You had Nats on TV?
Nats right behind us.
All right.
So I was. But the Nats game was over by the time we got to the final table. But
so was it Jay? Right, so, Jay with was it Deuce Gruden?
One of the, Jay, you mean his son?
Who's his son?
Jack.
Okay, it's
and
Jack.
JJ.
Okay, I think Deuce is John Gruden.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
That's his
right.
kid.
I don't know who Deuce is.
That's his nephew.
The dude who's all jacked,
yeah,
right? The weightlifting
nephew.
Dude.
Right. No, he wasn't there. So it was me and Jay and both Jay's sons and my buddy Brian, a couple other guys. So I ended up walking away with 7th. So I go over and I pick the bag up.
Okay. You started to get a little movement in your pants.
I was shaking it, and I heard some, you know, some change. I'm like, oh, there's quarters in here. There's like nickels and dimes and quarters. Well, they were silver dollars.
Okay.
All right, and there was about 50 of them.
Okay.
Plus, there was a lot of 20s.
Oh. Like a lot.
I went, what?
Like, is a lot like 20 20s?
No, it was probably
10 20s.
10 20s plus a few fives and a few ones. Anyway, it was about 350.
It's very solid.
It's pretty nice.
You're free rolling. You walk away
but
with
this
bag
guy,
with
this guy, this guy's so rich, he puts up 9 bags of his own money. And obviously seventh, the guy who finishes sixth has a little bit more.
Yeah, sure.
The guy who finishes fifth has a little bit more than sixth. I'm not sure what the winner got. I'm guessing it was probably in the couple thousand range.
It's very solid.
But the fact that John Buell invites everyone over,
yeah,
has this big spread, free drinks, everything, and puts up his own cash,
yeah,
for the final table, really cool.
Hey, you be sure to report that income, okay? you tell the tax man about that immediately.
But the overall point was, yes, Jay Gruden looked as relaxed and happier than I've seen him in 5 years.
Well, he's right, still getting paid, and he doesn't have to work.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. Doesn't have to work for that tyrant.
Cakes,
if you had sat next to Jay Gruden,
yes,
would you have brought up your clock management person?
No,
theory.
Because again, it's look, he just got released from his duties.
Right.
He doesn't want to talk about, you know, working for the Skins. He doesn't want to talk shop when he's just, you know, like trying to play his King Jack suited.
Right.
You know, he's just trying to get one of those bags of money. Like he needs it.
I'm sure he doesn't need
Jay Gruden needs. He already got a bag of money. It's $5 million from Dan Snyder to do nothing.
I think
next
he
year.
Finished second, so he probably got $1,000.
Yeah, it's good.
That's like a nickel.
He'll probably just donate it to charity. What does he care?
Or maybe not. Sports Radio
106.7 The Fan. Hey, so we know that you have you had a great affection for Jay Gruden. We talked to you about it a couple of times. Just so you know, maybe Jason can relay this. He saw Jay on Saturday at a poker event, and he said that he couldn't have looked more relaxed.
Dude, I'm telling you, I sat next to him at a poker table, and he looked so relaxed. He looked like he had just won the lottery. He was so happy.
No, I mean, just knowing Jay, he's one of those guys, like, when if I guess tough situations, like he'll deal with it right away. And then, you know, even sometimes not even an hour later, just a couple minutes later, it's almost like nothing even happened. So it doesn't, that part of it doesn't surprise me at all.
You do believe he'll be coaching next year in the NFL, right?
That's
not a head coach, but he'll be on someone's staff, probably his brother's.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, I think that's where everybody thinks, like, that would be probably his number one destination, but I'm sure it won't be too long, I mean, before he's coaching again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.